Welcome. Hi.
You started, have you?
Mm, yeah.
Hooray. Welcome. Hi.
Professional hi. Welcome. Yes. Ben doesn't have headphones because they're all broken.
Oh, yep.
It's all a mess.
They're all terrible.
Yeah.
Truly awful headphones.
This place, it's getting ready for the next broadcast, the next live broadcast, the studio that we present from. They've replaced the stickers on my mixing desk.
And that's about it. That's it.
The headphones that aren't working, they haven't been replaced.
Yep. No, rather.
The cables underneath the table are just... What have they done? They've just
basically... Because they were a mess to begin with.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've got a load of gaffer tape and taken them and taped them to the bottom of the table.
Yeah. They've just bunched them together like spaghetti, as if that's going to help, you know. Anyway, we're going to talk about the power cut, because Ben had his power cut yesterday and I didn't.
Well, I didn't have my power cut. It wasn't like we didn't pay the electricity bill and they just sort of cut that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a massive power cut throughout most of Thornbury.
Yeah.
So, and sort of surrounding areas.
Yeah. So how far did it spread? Because
I know that it got to some parts of Alveston.
Oh, really? Wow. That's pretty intense. Yeah. Because I think we are on, where I live, we're on a separate circuit because we're so far out. I think we're on Oldbury rather than the Thornbury circuit. But yeah, most of Thornbury were affected by it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, even the High Street, that went down for like a second and then came back up again. Which is rather annoying. And also, houses sort of two streets away, they had power.
Oh, did they?
Which was annoying. After a while, I mean, after sort of a few hours, theirs came back on.
Okay.
And I think ours was the last to come on.
The very last house.
It was like 11:30 at night by the time they actually bothered to switch the electricity back on.
Oh, was it 11:30?
Something like that.
Bloody hell. Right, so how did you cope? What were you doing with your life?
I don't know.
Just sitting there.
Sitting there staring at a blank TV.
Sitting there in the dark.
Yeah.
Was your laptop powered up?
It was, but my laptop has a maximum battery life of about an hour.
Right.
So that didn't last very long.
So you exhausted that.
Yep.
Okay.
I then went to my iPod.
Yeah.
Exhausted that.
Oh, did it run out?
It ran pretty near to out, so I didn't want to run it all the way out.
Yeah. So you weren't going crazy on it?
No. No internet connection, no anything. My phone was dying.
Yeah.
That was horrible. It was like living in the dark ages.
It's a scary thing. It's not good. But yeah. Could you cook any food?
That was the one good thing. We had pancakes.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Because we only needed the gas for that.
Oh, because you're all right. Yeah.
The gas was fine. Light a match to light the gas.
Well, you know, it takes you back to the times we didn't have electricity. It's bonding. It's like family bonding. I'm sure that was great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Truly great.
Yeah. Well, at work there was a power cut, and that's quite interesting because all the tills go down.
Oh, good.
Which means you have to do everything manually. So you have to write down every barcode. You can only do...
Write down, do you draw the lines? If you write down every barcode, you have to draw them.
No, we don't. You just have to write down the numbers. You can only pay by cash. And then we have to put them all through the tills today, which is stupid because there's inevitably a load of problems because people, i.e. me, does my maths wrong, and it means you have to... Oh, yeah. So it wasn't good. And the thing is, we couldn't set the alarms last night either.
Oh.
So people had to stay there until ludicrous time. I went home because I'm on minimum wage, so I'm not going to be staying any longer than I should.
Well, you do stay there longer than you should anyway, most of the time.
Well, I do, admittedly. But, I'm not going to be staying till 11:30 at night. Yeah, no, I thought you would have got off from the power cuts, because when we were travelling down Morton Way, it doesn't make sense to anybody in a different geographical location to us. We're driving down a road that was close to you, and the houses on the left seemed to be doing all right.
Yeah, I know. A lot of houses were doing fine. It was just kind of our street.
Right.
Just kind of held on until about 11:30.
Mm.
I don't think they like us very much.
They didn't. Really. So was it a lot of candlelight?
Yep, lots of candles and torches and... I don't know. I was all right sitting in the dark, actually. I had my guitar. I was just sitting in the sort of pitch black, and then everyone came home and started lighting things.
It's like, no, just embrace the dark.
Yeah, it's great.
Embrace the
dark side.
I'm dribbling out because we're approaching 5 minutes. Thanks for listening.